January 2nd, 2014. Beginning of DOS.
We don't use our DOS enough. DOS, the mind, is like another part of the body. In the other parts of the body, you don't use it. So we do exercise with our feet. We do exercise with our bodies. Except that we don't exercise the das. And therefore our das is not functioning the way it should. Volba would talk about this many, many times. Volba would say that he doesn't like when he sees Bnei Torah with the sefer on the bus. He didn't like that. Not because he didn't want them to learn, but that means that they're not using das. They can only do it with a book. He said, why can't you sit on a bus and use your das? Use your mind, think it through, think a concept through in the mind without the book. But while we're not trained, we're not developed. So Rabbi Skel told me many times, a person has to develop the das, the intellect, to be able to think and think. Well, you see, the great people can sit there and just think. And think through thoughts. Think through ideas. And that's using das. But we're not trained. We're so trained to book. We're book people. And to... we can talk to one another. But to walk down the street, sit on a bus, and or sit in the plane, and just think through a sugya. In our mind. In America, the chlal, you know, when I was a kid, and they used to growing up, so the average advertisement ad on TV was 60 seconds. They cut it down to 30 seconds because the average American can't hold the real thought longer than 30 seconds. And they really wanted to cut it down to 10 seconds, but that would be called brainwashing, so it was illegal. So they had to leave it at 30 seconds. We don't think.
It's 15 now on YouTube.
Yeah.
You what?
15 now on YouTube.
I can't tell you. Baruch Hashem, I can't tell you. Okay, let's see. Omanu b'mareches ha'odom perek beis. I explained to you before. Ki b'das yeshnom shnei inyonim. In intellect, there are two parts. Das chadorim yimalu. Das fills rooms. Uvedaito tohomos nivkou. And with your das, you could break into the tohom, all the way to the bottom. There's the famous story with Rabbi Kotler. Rabbi Kotler is brilliant, a genius. So Byron was with a bacha. Bacha was taking him. So there was a phone call wherever they were. They didn't have those things in our pocket. So they were in a certain place, and there was a phone call. And Byron took the phone call, and the man was giving Byron a telephone number. So he said, "A minute, 1 minute." Took out a pen, he wrote down the telephone. So when he got off the phone, the bacha said, "The Shiva doesn't mind, they just want to ask. The Shiva Baruch Hashem has a very good mind. Why did you have to write down the telephone number? Why didn't the Shiva just remember the telephone number?" So Brian said, "There's a certain amount that you can put into your mind. 1 million concepts. 2 million concepts. Why should I waste a certain room in my mind with a telephone number when I could put a Rambam in instead? Why should I waste it?" That's what you mean to it. You could fill your mind with so many things. And we waste it with so much yod. It's pure ploy. You have a telephone number to write it down. Why should I memorize it? Mimuskelis Rishonim, from the beginning of thoughts, Adasogas El Yonim, we could think the highest concepts possible. Bo Chadorim Yimol, with it you could fill rooms. Chelik Zesh El Adas, Yesh L'chol Odom, everyone has it. Bo Odom Yisrael Motzinu Od Segula B'das, besides intellect of a human being, Yisrael has a different advantage. Shibokas, it breaks forth, viyoredes, and you can go deep. Atohomos gufnios umaardos hamidos, you can go down to deep thoughts. You can get deep in thoughts about your traits, vakochos, your abilities. So you can work it through that there's no conflict. It's a paladika thing. You know, the average person uses 8% of his mental ability. It's scary. It's mamish scary. So they say Einstein, 15%. In fact, the Stipler writes that that's the biggest proof of Tchias HaMeisim, because the Bnei Shalom didn't give us such intellect for nothing. So there must be that there's going to be a time when everyone will be using it. So we're not using it now. It must be the days of Tchias HaMeisim, when Mol Ha'aretz Deya, the world will be filled with knowledge, and your brain, your mind will open up. So it must be that that's what the Stipler writes. Bilam Hayodeya Daselim. Bilam, the Gemara tells us, knew the knowledge and the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew exactly which split second HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets, we would call it in human terms, angry. But on the day that he wanted to get his curse in against Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it. Avu Midoisav, are you? Ayin Ra, Ruach Gavaya, his eye was always looking bad at things. He was filled with Gaiva, Nefesh Rechava, he thought of himself great. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other extreme, Hayaviyan Neviyan, Vadona Chachomim, he was the father of all prophets, as we say in Ani Mamin every morning. I believe that Moshe was the beginning. Moshe is the long, and there's never going to be any like Moshe. He was the chokhmah of Moshe, was so that the pasuk tells us, "Vatichasreyu miat melekim." He fully understood Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just a drop he was missing. V'yachadim zeh. So you think he'd get carried away with himself? No. He was the most humble man that we did. We spoke about his humility when we learned before. Achel Pnei Vadama. Daitu Shemosh Rabbeinu Ksharis Asogim Amidas. It was to get intellect with the Midas. Zuyadash Onu Shoafim Olel. That's what we need to want. No se'avadim aboyim yilehefech lebardas, to switch us, to turn us, to become a bar das. A bar das means like a ben das, a son of intellect, that we have this concept that we can develop this ability to think for thoughts without the book, let us call it. It's a trick. Yeah, think about it yourself. You sit down, even in a calm, in a quiet room by yourself, and you begin to think a thought. After a very short time, your mind begins to go into a different thought. your mind goes into whatever is something else, and they say, no, no, no. And you try and bring it back. But to stay concentrated on one thought for a while is very hard without something in front of us. You could sit and learn Gemara for hours straight. But that's because you have something that's getting, which is also a madrega, you know, let's not knock it. But that's because we have this that's getting us to be able to do it. When in reality, we should be able to do it for our own sake, because that's what we were created, to be able to be thinkers, to mamish think. You know, it's hard. I don't know. My son used to learn in Beis HaTalmud. And in Beis HaTalmud, there was a great, great person. His name was Rav Bruce. That was the name of Rav Bruce. And he said shir. There used to be 70, 80 people in the shir. Bachlum in the shir. My son used to tell me he had to walk back and forth in front of the bathroom to get his mind to calm from Tyre so that he can go to the bathroom. In our days, that's what I'm talking about. Instead, that's how the mind was working constantly, his mind, without the book. So we're supposed to be people of intellect. That's an unbelievable thing. That he pushes you, you have to calm the mind to be able to go to bed. It's unbelievable. Good. Let's go back. This means Adonenu Moireinu Virabenu. Zuchusai Yogen Aleinu. That's what it stands for. Now Revolba called Rabbi Yeruchim, that's what he used to call him, Adonenu Moreinu Rabbeinu, that was his Rebbe he held, and he has even a little sefer about Rabbi Yeruchim and some of the things he learned from Rabbi Yeruchim. And that's when he came to the Mir, Rabbi Yeruchim was a Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz, one of the great, great people of the generation. He wasn't even there with Rabbi Yeruchim that long. But the man had made such an impression on him that he would call him Adonenu. Kosa b'yimei chorfo b'pinkis hakabolas l'yom ha-kippurim shelo kedvar ma'ilu. He wrote these words. Shavti, I sat, v'roisi, and I saw, ki ein ani b'shusatzmi. It's such a tremendous thought. I'm not in my own possession. Ki im biyad acherim mamish. I'm in other people's possession. V'hu achomer im avosav v'toldosav. I am sholtim b'kirbi. What they are and what they're told us and everything, that's what's ruling me. V'lodai b'zeh, not only that, kim yitnu shochad la'asechal, if I would pay off my intellect, lat oso b'divreyem hamachim, by paying them off with some ideas, hacha ach l'garish sh'odum min ha'tov, zeh kol ritzonam. That's what the body wants. The body will pay our brain, our minds off, and get them off the thought system. L'chein kibalti alai b'li neder. Lilmod atzmi, to learn by myself. Lasos es hadas l'mosho b'kiri. Make the das the ruler in my being. Ula yazreini Hashem, and I only hope that Hashem will help me. Five against what the body wants, what the desires are. And if I can't do it, I'm ready to pay money. I'll pay it's a kenas. 10 kopeks. I'll pay. I'm going to work to make my das be in control over all my desires and all my other thoughts. And I'm going to work to make das the control. And I'm going to work spend time. And if I fail, I'll pay a knas for it. That's what he was makabel before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And so we see again the concept of the das. It's a very, think about how many times we go through a day and we're not really thinking. We don't really think. Chlal, I think that one of the very terrible things, I have to think that the phones are terrible, not bad, terrible. Number one is you don't have any privacy. There's no privacy. It used to be private moments. No, now they get you, and if you don't answer, they have a time in there. I know where what halacha said, you have to answer the phone. I'm not sure. I never saw any halacha anywhere. You must answer the phone. Okay. But more than that is, we never think. You're in a car. She said, the car is perfect. I can make all my phone calls. Used to be, there was nothing there. So you drove, you thought. You thought about ideas. You thought about things. You thought about your family. What could you do with each child? How you could do it? We never stop. The person takes a shower and a bath, so he comes out, bing, it's right back in. There's never a time. So my das is never really functioning in a way that it can control, that it's going to do it. I'm doing so many crazy things. And when you walk in, so what do you say? You know what, I got to pay my bills today, so I'm going to sit down when I get home. But when do we ever think? So our das is not doing it. We need to really think through these things. The nasilovin as a malach haniflazeh. We need to think about it. Adonai Moren Rabbeinu Hirgish Eino Bishusatzmo El Achirim Sholten Alof. It's a tremendous thought. Tremendous thought. I showed the boys. Is it the last year or the year before? Esha Torah. Father and his son driving, and the son tells the father that there's this kid guy who he used as a reference, and he took away the job from him. And so his father asked, what do you want? So he said, call me up to ask for forgiveness. So what do you say? He said, I'm not going to forgive him, he stole my thing. He said, the father said to him, what do you mean? It's 2 years now. He said, I think about it all the time. Father said, is he paying rent? So the son said, what do you mean? He said, well, he's living in your brain. You see, you think about him all the time. So he took over. So is he paying rent up there? So it's a tremendous thought. What? You're letting others take over the mind. That's not what he's doing. It's not us. We're not thinking this and that and this and that. Think. It's unbelievable. How many times do we think original thoughts? We're thinking, you know, my wife said this and the rabbi said this and this said this and that. What do you think? Avos Avos Toldos. It's unbelievable. Everything that has an effect on him. Elachirim sholtem alav. What has the effect on him? The chomer, what he's working, what he's seeing, what he's hearing. Avosav, he's thinking about it. The families, the effect of the father had on him, the toldos of his different things. Toldos achomer emoritzon shabalei. Me, Eim Avosav, who's the father? Haviome, Kochas Hara, Adveikim Bo. You think about it. That Kochas Hara, that's Dovik in us, that our mind thinks. And we live in a world that it's so physical, so Gashmi. Sometimes you hear somebody, so what are you thinking about? That restaurant, the Shemak. That's what you're thinking. That's what you're using your mind for. It's not thinking. But no, we became people that aren't using it. Zui akora michras. Ribu aritzona shebelev. All the desires I have in my heart, ain ze ani atzmi. That's not really me. That's my desires, that's my wants. That's not me. Zorim ain latzmi. They're strangers inside of me. Zewa mekara begodo bechamoso. Somebody rips his garments in anger. Vamishabri kelov bechamot. And he goes and he breaks his own utensils. Vamifazir mosav bechamoso. And in his anger, he just throws out his money. How many times we waste things? Yebenecho ko oived avoid the zorah, Chazal tells us. Strong language. Shekachu nosu shalo yetzorah. That's what the yetzorah wants. Hayomer meloy ase kach, ulamacha meloy ase kach, at sheoymelo al oived avoid the zorah v'oylech v'oived. I know myself. Forget about someone else. If somebody would come in and ask me at a certain time, you know you're going to go and do, or be ready to do, Aveira X. He said, that's not an action. Never. No, I could never do it. So it took the Yetzirah 5 years to get me to a point that I was thinking about doing Aveira. Certain Aveiras. Then later you could think to yourself, wait a second, what happened? But he's been working on me for the last 5 years. So then, who's in control? My da'as or someone else? It's not me. Because if I would think it through, it never would have happened. But we don't think. And the only way to battle a situation is only with our da'as. It's the only way to do it. If we come to a point and we think it through, like I have to believe it, I have to give you a copy. He has it in here. We once touched on it. And I tell it to you again, we must see it. I have to give you B'li Neda, B'li Shavua, a copy of it. The Rabbeinu Yoina. Right? We discussed this once. Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says, and he brings only part of it. B'li Neda, I want to bring you the, if you could remind me to bring it. So Rabbeinu Yoina writes how you have to think how big you really are. And then he writes in the end of that thing, he says, how could it be that in Odom, he said, in Odom that's as big as you could do such aveiros? See, on page Kuf Samach. So right before the end of this paragraph, he's part of it. See? At the bottom of the page here? HaPesach HaRishon, the first door. Sheyeda Odom O'Oived, that the person who does, wants to work, Erech Atzmo. Person has to know his own value. The yakir ma'aloso. And he has to know his greatness. Umaylus avoysav. And the greatness of his fathers. The gadlusam, how big they were. Chashivusam, how important. Chibosam, how much love. Eitzel abayra yizbara. The yishtadel, a person has to work. The Yechazek strengthen Tomid, unbelievable, constantly. Lahamid Atzmo b'maylahi. You have to do it. The Yoshev l'nafshev v'yomer. You have to say to yourself, Odom Godol v'choshuv k'mayni. A great and wonderful person like myself, Hayoim Sheyesh li be maylus tovus romus v'nesus. I have these great things that God gave me, these tremendous gifts of what I have. V'shenei ani ben gedolim, and look who my fathers were. And ben malkei kedem, all the way back to the others. Eich esel roa gedolazos. How could I possibly do this? V'chatosi l'elakim, and a sin in front of Hashem, and he continues, that if you don't do it, you're on the way to do the biggest aveiros. It's an unbelievable piece. So you say, but this sounds like gaiva. It's a very important point. The difference between gaiva and the greatness of an individual by knowing his milas atzma is gaiva means I'm better than you. That's gaiva. That's terrible. Because that's going nowhere. What he's talking about is I've got greatness and you've got greatness. You're going to be a great individual and I'm going to be a great individual. And we're both going to be great. It's not a conflict. But too often we're so caught up in ourselves that we say that we always look to not take down someone else, which therefore we think makes us bigger people. A very big mistake. The person will say, my Rebbe is bigger than your Rebbe. That doesn't make either one of them big. Doesn't do anything for anybody.
Well, since it sounds like that the way Ravol was talking, the way we're talking here, is that the Yetzer Hara is this external entity. That's not really me.
It's
the
true.
Thing is, but I wonder about that. Yes, other people influence us, or we may hear all kinds of things and put and other all kinds of ideas can get into our heads, but that there is this tension going on inside ourselves is part of us too, right?
Yeah, but is that really me, or is that what I've adopted from the outside? You're right, it's inside me. But I'm going to ask you something. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has a sick person in his family, or he knows the next door is deathly ill, does the Yetzer Hara play a role at that second? And he says, he screams out, Rabbi Nishon, please help me. That's who you really are. Any of Yom Kippur, there's feelings that are going on, and you're not worried about the restaurant down the block and that you love chocolate ice cream. All of that doesn't play a role. I'm dying to get my big car. Oh, I only wish when I get that house in the country. But it's all gone. Why would it happen? Because that's not me. Me is Erev Yom Kippur. Me is when the chips are down. Who am I turning to? What am I? I'm going to be in the Beit Medrash in 3 hours. For schus. That's me. I can't. It's Sunday. I got to play ball. I got to do this. I got to do that. That's not me. That's influences that have become a part of it. That's not the real me. And that's what he means. There's a very, very big difference. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I hear that. Okay.
Yeah. Back over there, the Gemara says. There's all the Gemara. It's quoting Gemara. Amar Rav Abin, my Elzar. There shouldn't be a strange god in you. In you. Don't bow to it. Ezu Elzar. Yesh begufa shel adam. What's the strange god that you have inside of you? Very strong Gemara. Okay, that's the Yetzer. So her is there. Guy has a tiger for something, whether it's food, whatever it is. Is that the real person where the tiger took over? The recent years, Magna Bali Musa of America used an example of Nelson Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller was wealthy beyond belief. The old joke used to say is, you're Reich, he's rich, the Rockefeller. That's what he used to say. Rockefeller was like, and he was going to be the president. He could have bought the presidency. He could have got anything he wanted. And then he had this tiger for a woman. He got divorced his wife, and he married this other wife. And he blew the whole presidency. Couldn't be coming because most of it, at that time there was still a sense of morality and decency. So he literally blew it. How could a guy blow the presidency over a woman? Elamai wasn't thinking. Or his taiva just took over. That's what it means, that it rules us. There are times that we, there are times you go over to your boss and you tell him what you think about him. And you walk away and you say, you're crazy. How'd you do it? He's going to fire you tomorrow. And he fires you from $150,000 to $250,000 job. Why? Because you opened your big fat mouth. Logically, did it make sense? No. So what happened? I couldn't take it in my damn leg. All the pshotim. Was that you? Was that because my guy heard that word? All the pshotim. I say, that's not you. That's somebody ruling inside of me. And so we have to understand how we're going to deal with this. Continue position. There is truth to that.
I just found out maybe I could accommodate somehow. Meal, shear.
The shear, yes. Don't say shear, the shoe. Between
and Chamar. Uh-huh. What about...
I'll give a shear for me.